What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo and this is Sensemaker from tortoisemedia.com. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, a former child soldier has been sentenced to 25 years in prison by the International Criminal Court for War Crimes and Crimes Against Humanity. And we're grappling with the same question that the court did. When a child soldier, someone who's been orphaned, abused, and indoctrinated, becomes a man, can he be held fully responsible for the crimes he commits? In the late 1980s in Uganda, one of the most notorious, brutal and terrifying armed groups ever known was born.
The LRA has been terrorising northern Uganda since 1987.
Often described as Africa's most brutal rebel army, the LRA attacked civilians.
According to a 2013 UN toll, the LRA was to blame for the deaths of more than 100,000 people.
The Lord's Resistance Army were notorious for their violence and cruelty. They massacred entire villages, abducted civilians, and tortured, raped, and mutilated their victims. But they had one signature method that instilled fear more than anything else wherever they operated. They kidnapped tens of thousands of children, perhaps as many as 60,000. And a lot of them were forced to become child soldiers. That's what happened to Dominic Ongwen, the first LRA commander to be tried and prosecuted by the International Criminal Court, the ICC. He was taken from his family as a child.
At age 10, on his way to school, he was abducted and turned into a child soldier.
Soon after, both of his parents were killed in the fighting. Like many other kids, Dominic Ongwen was brutalized and brainwashed by the Lord's Resistance Army. His captors forced him to become a killer.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.
Over the last 3 years, Dominic Ongwen has been standing trial at the ICC. He was charged on 70 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity for atrocities he committed between 2002 and 2005.
Said to have ordered the disemboweling and burning of children, the forcing of scores of young girls into sexual slavery, and the conscription of boys as child soldiers.
And last week, he was convicted on 61 of those counts.
In light of the gravity of the crimes that you committed, the applicable mitigating and aggravating circumstances, and your specific individual circumstances, the chamber sentences you to a total period of imprisonment of 25 years as a joint sentence for the 61 crimes of which you were found guilty.
Dominic Ongwen's sentence is a long one, of course, but 25 years isn't actually the maximum penalty that the ICC could have given. They can put people in prison for life. Dominic Ongwen committed some of the most horrendous crimes it's possible to imagine. So why didn't the court sentence him for longer? There are some clues in that judgment that you heard earlier. The judge talks about how mitigating circumstances and Dominic Ongwen's individual circumstances were factored into the sentencing. In other words, his past as a child soldier did have some bearing on the punishment that the court handed down. Throughout the trial, Dominic Ongwen's defence lawyer, Crispus Ayina Odongo, stressed that although he'd become a powerful commander in the LRA as an adult, you cannot separate the person he became from the child that was ripped from his family and his community at such a young age.
The accused, who is the subject of this interrogation, was just a child. When he was abducted, brutalised, and made in the bush with a mind of no mind of his own.
And it seems that the ICC did take that into account. In the verdict of the court, Dominic Ongwen was both a victim and a perpetrator. He'd suffered incredible violence and inflicted incredible violence. But he had to be held accountable for what he did. That was what the court decided, and it's a view that's held by many others in Uganda who suffered at the hands of the LRA. Here's Victor Oshen, a peace activist who was brought up in a camp in northern Uganda.
It doesn't matter whether you are abducted as a child and conscripted to become a killer. There's a moment in life that you know what is right. So you cannot hide behind the command chain.
Dominic Ongwen's suffering as a child does not excuse his terrible crimes. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Claudia, Imi, Zav and Ella at Tortoise Media. We're trying to build a different kind of newsroom at Tortoise, one that's open, collaborative and free from all the clutter and the noise of the daily news cycle. We'd love for you to be a part of it by signing up. It's really easy to do and membership starts from just £1 a week. Go to tortoisemedia.com/friend and use my personal promo code NIMO50, that's NIMO50, and you'll get 50% off. Today's Sensemaker was written and produced by Ella Hill. The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.